Hi, this is Andy, and I've just got back from an early evening swim on the beach. We like to go down there on an evening because it's a lot quieter and it's a little bit cooler. And just as I was drying off in the last rays of the evening sun lying on the beach, I was thinking about how best to explain how to handle the third most frequently asked question. Because it's really important to know how to handle this. It was actually the question the second person I ever approached asked me, and I was completely dumbfounded. I didn't know how to handle it at all. And over the years, I've learned how to handle this, and I want to share it with you. It's actually a group of questions that people ask. It's the, is it pyramid selling question? It could be, is it one of those American tiered things? I've had that put to me. I'm going to include in this group as well, is it networking? Is it network marketing? Is it MLM? So all those questions will group together. Now, I know and you know that there's a vast difference between pyramid selling and network marketing. Pyramid selling is illegal. Network marketing is highly reputable and certainly legal. Pyramid selling rips people off, just leaves people feeling unhappy and a lot poorer than they were when they joined. Network marketing, when built effectively, helps people to build future and build a solid income. It builds relationships. For me, it's certainly the most ethical and fair way of doing business I've ever come across in my life. So that's a huge difference between the two. But just because you and I know the difference between pyramid selling and network marketing doesn't mean to say that the person asking the question does. So it's important that we don't assume that they know there's a difference between pyramid selling and network marketing. Or indeed, if they do know that there is a difference, they know what that difference is. So the first thing to remember is to not make any assumptions about what they're saying. You see, somebody might say, is it pyramid selling? When actually what they mean is it network marketing? Now, we mustn't get cross with them for that, nor must we get defensive about this question, because there's absolutely no need to. I'm going to explain how best to handle it to ensure we get a positive result. The first thing is to not assume that they're asking for negative reasons at all. They could well be asking for positive reasons. I well remember when Peter and Hazel Kemble first joined the business. You remember Peter left a message that you'll have heard a day or so ago from the top of Volscarf in the Lake District, explaining about the difference in his lifestyle that having an FLP business has made. Well, part of that change in lifestyle, part of his and Hazel's success is down to the fact that they were able to effectively sponsor people. And one of the, in fact, the very first person that Peter and Hazel spoke to was Richard Hayes. And Richard Hayes has gone on to be one of the top distributors in FLP UK and indeed has the largest business in Nigeria. And the question he asked Peter, is it network marketing? The reason he asked that was because he was a businessman and accountant. He'd been looking around for what his next business venture was going to be and decided that network marketing offered the very best risk-to-reward ratio because it was low investment, low overheads, and massive turnover potential and, of course, huge profitability. And that's what he was looking for. So when he asked the question, he was asking because, is this the kind of thing I've done my research and I've decided I'm looking for? Unfortunately, Peter at the time didn't know enough to handle that the wrong way. And so Richard then joined the business. I myself was looking for a network marketing business because for exactly the same reasons. I wanted the kind of freedom and high income potential that only network marketing offered the self-employed person. So it's important, first of all, to find out why somebody is asking the question. How do we do that? You remember in my last voicemail, that's an interesting question. What makes you ask that? And by saying that's an interesting question, what makes you ask that to somebody, we draw out of them why they're looking for the business. Now, it'll either be because I'm looking for a network marketing business, or it'll be because some experience or other that they've had, a negative experience in the past. Now, negative experiences. I'm afraid we come across them reasonably frequently. And the fact is that as well as there being pyramid selling schemes that people confuse with network marketing businesses, there are also a lot of what I call amateur network marketers in our industry. A lot of people in our industry get signed up and then get left on their own. They get told all they have to do is be enthusiastic and go and talk to all their friends and family. And what they do is they become an amateur networking bore. You know, the kind of person who goes to the pub and pins you against the wall and spends the next 2 hours talking about why you should be taking their products and why you should join their business. And they've got a sell attitude. Now, as you well know, that is not the way we do business. That's not the way I teach you to do business. But these poor people have never been taught how to do it properly. And that's a real problem with our industry. And I'm afraid we've just got to accept that. I don't like it. I'm sure you don't like it. But it's the truth of the matter. One of the reasons why I take so much trouble and spend so much time doing training around the country and on voicemail and do a range of other trainings that I do is because I want to make sure that people who join our business have the best training possible so that they can have the best opportunity to build their business. You see, for me to be successful in networking, you need three things. You need the right company with the right product line and the right marketing plan and the right ethics and values. You need a deep down burning desire to make it succeed. And thirdly, you need the right training and support so you learn the things that you need to learn in order to make it work and get the success that you deserve. Now, even if it's a great company somebody joins, if they don't get the training they're looking for, so somebody could join FLP and if they don't get the training they need, they will struggle to get going and they could well be an amateur networker even in FLP. My mission is to make sure there are no people who are in that situation. However, if somebody's come across somebody else who's not been trained effectively, it's not surprising that they'll have done a bad job. And unfortunately, there are far more amateur networkers around than there are professional networkers. And so, don't get defensive if somebody has had a negative experience. They'll just be quite vague about it at first. So we need them to be a bit more specific. And the first question to ask them is, tell me, is this something that you've experienced personally or something that you've heard from somebody else that they've experienced? And let them explain to you whether it was about them or whether it was about somebody that they know. But once you know that, it's a lot easier to pursue the question and say, look, tell me, what exactly happened then when they joined this scheme or this thing? And they'll explain what happened. And here are the tags to look out for. They may have had to pay to join. In my experience, they usually will have had to pay to join. Certainly, if it was a pyramid selling scheme, they'll have had to pay masses to join because that's the whole point of pyramid selling. It's about paying to join something. If it was network marketing, some network marketing businesses, in fact, most, charge fees to join and charge annual renewal fees to stay distributors. As you know, in FLP, we don't do that. So there's a differentiating, an important differentiating factor there. And they may well have had to buy stock. And I use the phrase a garage full of stock because it's kind of image that people have. So they bought this stock and then they probably found that they didn't get the support that they needed and there wasn't a market for the products anyway because it was probably a new startup business that they'd joined that was untried and untested. And so the person tells their story and I let them tell the story. I let them pour all the negativity out and I then summarize back to them what they've told me. And I say, so you actually had to pay, or your friend had to pay to join the business, and then they had to buy a whole bunch of products that filled their garage up so they couldn't get their car in, and then they found they didn't get the support that they'd been promised, and that the products didn't sell anyway, and so they were just left with this bunch of stock. Is that what happened? The person says yes, and I say, well, I'm not surprised you're feeling a bit skeptical and negative about it, because I would be in the same situation. Let me just tell you right here and now, what I'm talking about is nothing like that. All I want to do is get together with you, have a coffee with you, show you what it's all about. You leave your checkbook at home. There's no joining fees. I'm not going to get you to buy a whole bunch of stock. Just come along. Let me show you what the business is about. If there's something in it for you, great. If there's not, that's fine too. You know, I don't know if it's for you. Obviously, only you can decide that. But I'm sure if you can see what I can see, you'll be just as excited as I am. We need to get together for 40 minutes or so. Is tomorrow best for you or the day after? Remember, we're going to close to action, the final stage, and that's making a specific arrangement where we get together for a specific time and a specific purpose. Now, is negative, not because some friend of theirs joined the business, but because they joined. And that's why we need to know the difference, whether it's some hearsay story or an actual experience. And they may well have put quite a bit of work in, and it didn't work for them. Now, here's why network marketing businesses don't work. Either it's a here today, gone tomorrow company based on a what seemed like a good idea at the time, but didn't really work in the marketplace. And so the company folds and leaves all the distributors high and dry. That happens. And it happens relatively frequently. The myth, the big myth in people who don't know our industry is that you need to be in at the beginning of a company. That's a madness, because if you're in the beginning of a company, you'll be in a new company, and 99% of new companies don't make it beyond their second year in our industry. It's a tough industry. So when I was looking for a company with a track record, which of course FLP had. The other reason, though, why it doesn't work, it might be a company with a good track record, but if the person didn't get the training they needed, then they wouldn't have had the skills necessary to make it work. And it's training that's the key. Training is the key to our success, but the lack of training is also the key to other people's lack of success in the industry. And so, in my experience, if they haven't made it work, it was because their training was flawed. They just didn't get the support and training they need. And so I say, look, and this is a series of questions. If somebody's had the experience, tell me, does network marketing in principle work? Can it work? Not for you, not for anybody you know, but has it the possibility of working for some people? And of course, the answer is yes, because if they've been in network marketing, they've seen all the stories, they've seen the success people. And then I say to them, so what's the difference between the people who make it work and the people who don't make it work? In my experience, it's the training people receive. And if you weren't able to make it work in a previous network marketing business, in my experience, that's because you didn't receive the right training. We've been given the Investors in People Award, which, as you know, is a government-sponsored award for top-flight companies that provide the best in training and support for their people. So we're recognized as the only network marketing company to have been given that award. I don't know if there's anything in our business for you. Obviously, only you could decide that. But I'm sure if you could see what I can see, you'll be just as excited as I am. All I'm suggesting is we get together for half an hour, 40 minutes or so. I'll show you what it's all about. And I'll show you how the training and support system could ensure that with your kind of personality, you can make it work too. Something on those lines. So what I'm going to do with somebody who's had a negative experience themselves, I'm going to talk about the training and support that we'll give them. So there are a range of possibilities of reasons why people are going to ask us this question. We need to, first of all, find out why they're asking the question, and we need to then get them to be more specific. If there is an objection behind it, get them to be more specific about that objection. And we're going to either feed back the objection and compare it to FLP so that we can say, look, it's nothing like those negative things if they've heard it third hand from somebody else. Or if they've had a direct experience with networking themselves and it hasn't worked out for them, we're going to make that contrast, and we're going to use a training as our major advantage, because the fact is training is our major advantage. And all we need for them to see is that with their drive and our training, they could make it work too. All we need to do is get together with them so we can show them. I hope you find that helpful. Talk to you again soon. Bye.